Good Friday morning to you. Chad Moyer with you. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, we continue to watch the planters make some progress in the fields. And it sounds like quite a bit of corn and even a little bit of beans got planted this week, huh?
I think I was probably the first person in Cass County to start planting beans, and it didn't go real well. It's like a lot of other things. The first day out, it spent solving problems, but I did get going pretty good about 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and went really well until the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday, and then I got a hydraulic leak, so we're back to fixing things.
No, that's all right. That's going to come with equipment and things like that, but at least you know what it is, and you have the mechanic on the way, right?
I actually drove the tractor to the mechanic to speed things up a little bit. That's a luxury I have that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. Well, let's update the markets here this week, and it was kind of an interesting ride so far here this week, watching the May contracts go into delivery and watch the market decide how to deal with that, huh?
It was an interesting week, and we had all the makings for what's popularly known as a squeeze. In other words, people that had sold futures and didn't have the grain, and people who bought futures and wanted the grain. And so what we saw was May contract, especially May soybeans, got pretty wild there for a couple of days as we went into the last trading day, or delivery day, I guess I should say, we went into the last delivery day with several hundred contracts that hadn't been settled, and the May contract just was all over the board, but elevators are bidding their bids on July contract, and so people who wanted to sell into that had to take the July price, which was, I wouldn't say it's a bad price, but it didn't reflect any of that craziness that was going on in the May futures.
Yeah, but we even have our own craziness in July to deal with, you know, considering how short some of the old crop is and these end users in demand wanting that grain.
We do. The July soybean futures, just sitting here looking at the screen, it looks like they're about 75 cents over the August futures, and a little bit of the same thing with corn, but not to the extent that it is in soybeans. So we could see this situation materialize again as the July futures go off the board, and it'll certainly be something to watch, although unless you're able to make delivery on a futures contract, which nobody is, you may not get any good out of that extra 50 or 75 cents that comes along with the squeeze play.
Now, how about the new crop? Has that been as wild as the old crop has been, Roy?
It hasn't been quite as wild, although we have had a positive response in the new crop futures. Just looking at the quotes from the close yesterday, July futures were 14.29 and a quarter. They were up 16, and November futures were up 8.75. So we got a little bit of good out of that, and if you're looking for a time or place to make new crop sales, some days when July and August futures are sharply higher, you might want to evaluate the price on the Novembers and get some hedges put on or get some new crop bids at least on the books. It just seems like we can't get the new crop to follow the old crop just because the old crop is so short.
But you and I, before we went on the air here, you were talking, you made the comment, the market is strong when it's supposed to be. What does that mean? Why do you say that?
Well, what I mean is typically the first week in May is the highest price of the year, or one of the highest prices of the year on soybean futures. And in fact, I did sell the last of my old crop soybeans for $14.72, and that was a couple of days ago. It was earlier this week, and in fact, the market went down for a very short period of time and then bounced back, so it's just about where I made the sale. And I say, for want of any better excuse, the old seasonal price trends are still pretty reliable and making a sale. We got a little bit of a rally that I was looking for in the soybean futures, and so I went ahead and pulled the trigger on the little dab that I had left. Never usually a bad idea to use those seasonal price trend charts for pulling the trigger.
All right, as we kind of wrap up here this morning, we're halfway through the month of May now. June isn't that far away. What's our focus right now?
The focus is with the soybeans especially, to see if we can hold this rally together. Typically we see the high of the seventh trading day in May, which was the 9th this year, and then we see a little pullback and around Memorial Day, and then another rally that's caused by weather concerns. Now, what the weather concerns are going to be this year, I don't know. We've had people saying it's too wet and other people saying it's too dry, and who knows, maybe it's going to be just right this time.
For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, appreciate the information. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.